Thank you for calling Therapy Well. Georgia speaking.
Hi, this is Adam. I just had a missed call from you. Mentioned regarding David Downing. Yep.
Yes, for speech pathology.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So Linda has had some availability. I think last time we spoke, you said we were only after consistent appointments for David.
Oh, that's right.
So Linda's had some availability come up where we could do an intake this week and then we could have fortnightly appointments at up Mount Gravatt, and then we could continue this into next year as well.
What days is she available?
It's just Wednesday. That's her day that she's at up Mount Gravatt. Is that going to work with David's schedule?
Yeah, just that he has the OT with you guys also on the Wednesday, so we obviously wouldn't
Yes,
be
let
able
me
to do it
check
on that day.
which.
Rebecca.
So Bexy's, is it's every 2 weeks as well?
No, she's just every once a month we
Oh,
do.
okay. All right, that's. I was hoping that it would be the other week, but it appears that it's the weeks, the fortnights lineups where the week Linda's available goes
Previously,
to Mount Gravatt.
we've only ever done one a month anyway, so that's not a big deal, just sort of a monthly appointment, it's fine.
Yeah, let me have a look at Linda's calendar. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out in my head how make this work. Was David wanting speech pathology monthly or fortnightly?
Yeah, like I said, all we've previously done is monthly appointments.
Okay, well then in that case, we could.
That should work.
Well, would you want to take it because there's only 2 months left this year.
Yes.
Were you wanting to, I'll tell you the dates and stuff, potentially take the appointments we have available and then for next year try and sort out the calendars between Linda and Beck so there wouldn't be any kind of overlap or anything?
That's probably a very good idea. Yeah, David's just sort of actually been made redundant and at his work, and there's just a whole pile of stuff going on at the moment. And we've just been contacted by a speechie from another company that has been talking to David's mother, so I need to also confirm what is happening there as well. But I'd much rather go through you guys, because Rebecca has been so good. But yeah, if you could, short answer, send leave it and maybe send through possible dates, I'll try and clear things up at my end. But we're actually coming in, I think, on Wednesday to see Rebecca, so we can have a chat
Yeah, I'll have
then.
it because the intake would be on Wednesday, but
Oh,
Linda does
okay.
have a couple spots available, so we could potentially do it like, I don't know if two appointments, like one after the other, potentially going to be
Yeah, no, we
too
definitely
much.
wouldn't. Yeah, and
Okay.
yeah, David goes to, we sort of race home after that appointment and get ready for work and head off to he heads off to work at the day. So yeah, he would be able to just fit that in, unfortunately.
All right. That's all right. Okay, I will. So I have contacted other people on the wait list. So it'll be like if someone can take the intake for this Wednesday, they'll get the spot. But if no one takes
Yeah.
it, I'll let you know and we'll see if we can work something out for David.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Well,
So,
thank you so much for calling me back.
yes. So I should just leave it at the moment, just to see what
Yeah,
happens.
maybe just leave it for now or maybe find out what happening like with the other speech pathologist if that was the direction that they were wanting to. I'm not sure like if that would work better with the schedule or something like that
Okay.
potentially, but I will keep you updated with what's going on and we'll see if we can try and get David in. All
Yeah, I appreciate your persistence. Thank you very much.
right, well that's all good. Thank you so much for returning my call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right, thanks. Bye.